Hi. Did you know that spiders have exoskeletons that they shed? When you see a dead spider, it might not actually be a dead spider. It could be its old skin that it molted and now the spider is somewhere else and bigger. That is fucking terrifying. Now I'm going to be paranoid when I go anywhere and I see a fucking spider and be like, is it dead? Is it alive? Is it bigger? Is it gonna stalk me when I go home? Is it gonna like keep growing until it looks like a hand and then it's gonna jump on me and just suck my life out and then just rip my skin off? No. Yeah, happy Halloween, motherfuckers. That is terrifying. I hate it. Okay, sorry. I'm grossed out, but that's a fact that I learned today and it just flipped me out. I feel creepy. I feel icky. I feel, no. Okay, so welcome to an episode of Nevermind, a broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first song, I don't know who this woman is, but her name is Izzy Smut, and I guess she released something recently. It's me. Okay. I had to do it. So I released a couple of songs, new songs, that I'm really proud of. I actually worked on it myself. I played the instruments. I recorded it all together on GarageBand, and I mixed and mastered it myself, because the last songs that I had mastered, they were great, you know, for the style that they were. I was going for a more harder sound, but this time I'm going for a more lo-fi, different garage type of sound. So I chose not to have it mastered and do it myself. I literally did the lyrics and sang the vocals inside of my car and recorded it that way using my phone. I literally use my phone to record my vocals. And I also did, I hooked up an iRig so I can record my guitar and bass, and then just did, you know, just a drum track. It's just really cool how it all came together. I'm really proud of it. I definitely want to release more music and hopefully you guys like it. I mean, if you really, really enjoy it, let me know. I mean, if you don't really like it, then, you know, that's fine. You don't have to say anything, whatever. You can just move on with your life. But, you know, I just do it for me. I do it because I love to do it. I've always been a musician. I always like writing music, and it's just something I've always, you know, because I'm not just a podcast host. I definitely am a musician. Like, I definitely want to continue writing music, and, you know, and that's what I want to do. I definitely want to keep doing that, and I hope to release something physical, whether it's a CD, a tape, or vinyl. If anybody can help me out with that, that'd be amazing, because I definitely want to release some music and have it out there. And like, I'm getting better as, you know, as time goes on, I'm getting better with putting it together. And I feel like with this song I'm gonna put is She Devil. I was kind of nervous writing it. It's actually the song I didn't, you know, I was hesitant to post it because I was like, oh, the lyrics are kind of, they're a little revealing. But I did it anyways because I feel like, you know what, I'm just gonna go for it. I'm just gonna, you know, release it. And that's what, because like I have one of my friends who he is a constant workhorse and he's always writing music, my friend Jeffrey, and he's just like, release it, even if it's like something that you're not sure about, release it, because you never know if it's somebody else is gonna like it. So far this song, She Devil, is the one that I've had people, you know, give me compliments about, and it's super like, it's kind of 70s punk. It's like very like 70s garage. It sounds raw. That's what I wanted. I wanted it to sound like this, because I feel like if it sounds perfect, then it's just not me, you know. But even though I'm proud of the last songs that were mastered, and Tom from Riff Studios did a tremendous job, like he did a bunch of Dan Broad stuff. And so I felt like the last songs were kind of like more like Dan Broad oriented. I felt like that would fit along with that. That would be something I would write in Dan Broad's. But this time with these songs, I'm writing these is something is I would do. So it's just something that I would release. And I'm very proud of it. And, you know, it's definitely different. And my vocals, I'm actually trying to sing. You know, I'm not trying to scream anymore. Why do I gotta scream? Why do I have to yell all the time, you know? I don't want to. I don't want to be mad all the time. I want to have some fucking fun. So check it out. It's called She Devil by Izzy Smut. So that was Izzy Smut with She Devil, and this next band is called Vicky Vicious and the Stains. They're from Arizona, and they're releasing their first EP called Shark Week, and they sent a couple of songs from there, and I loved it. I love all their songs, and this one that I picked out is called Masturbate, because I, you know, why not? I mean, like, more people should. It's healthy. You're not going to go to hell from doing it. If you do, at least you'll have some fun. So everybody should masturbate. Jesus Christ, there's a bunch of people that should just go fuck themselves in the nicest way possible. But I love this song. I love the energy. I love the just the pure, like, I love that it's female fronted also. And it's just like, it's talking about sex. And it's just like, riot girl, badass. It's just everything you would want in a song. It's just so cool. And it's fast and energetic. So definitely check it out. I mean, they have some really awesome music. And I, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, people are going to be catching on to them. So this is Masturbate by Vicky Vicious and the Stains. So that was Masturbate by Vicky Vicious and the Stains. And this next band are from Quebec, Canada. They're called Disruptive. And this song is called Media Power. So this song is from the album that they released of August this year called Comets and Concerns. And this song that they sent me, Media Power, which is true, the media does have a lot of power and say for what, you know, because people are just so gullible. But besides the point, the music, it gave me like a lower class Bratz vibe. It's just so fun and so amazing. It's like, it's just... And I like what they have to say on their, you know, when you go on their Bandcamp. You know, they put, we're disruptive, the ones that has no fucks to give, which is cool. We're into punk rock. Well, maybe not, since the word punk has been exploited to the hilt. What we're into has nothing to do with this. Our tunes are punk, like it was when the majority hated the word punk and it didn't turn to shit business-wise. It was only for you to enjoy, and I'd identify to an underground movement. I love that. I love that they put that there because it's true. A lot of people have kind of took the word punk and just made put it into their own weird, perverse version of it. They kind of perverted it to the way that it's like, it's just not even punk anymore. It's just like, what? It's just like they'll call like certain bands punk. I'm like, nah, because I remember being a punk because I'm a little bit older and being a punk in high school. And that was like, you were a fucking freak when you were a punk. When you hang out with the punks, you were a fucking freak. You were not cool. Nobody wanted to be like you. Nobody wanted to be your friend. Like, you were considered an outcast. So that whole thing right there just kind of reminded me of when people, you know, when the word punk was not cool. I mean, it wasn't cool back then and people hated punk, you know, people just did not like the punks. Now, you know, a lot, it's obviously more people are into it and it's an underground scene, but like back then you would get a ton of shit for it. Like you would like, especially like if you're like in schools and all that stuff or hanging out and you know, people see that you're a bunch of punks and they're like, you know, fuck those freaks. They just treat you differently. So, and not like now, before, like if you dyed your hair, had mohawk, had this and that, dressed differently, people would look at you funny. People would think you're a fucking freak. And then now it's just so everyone, you know, tries to be, all the younger people are bringing it back and obviously trying to dye the hair to look different. But back then you did that. It was definitely cause for you to be looked at and called a freak. So I like that they wrote that on their page, because that is what I grew up as, you know, people hating punk and hating the word punk. And so that was very punk fucking rock to me. So I really liked this band. I like their music a lot. They're really good. So definitely check it out. It's called Media Power by Disrupt.
Lives of citizens. Lives of citizens. You know, it really is the essence of the argument that we know.
That was Media Power by Disruptive, and this next band, they're amazing. I love them a lot. Super nice guys. The band is called The Deflators. They sent me a song called Inside Out, and it's from their Inside Out EP. And when I describe them, they're definitely like 80s new wave with a dash of 90s, and they're from New Jersey. I like their music because it's very like chill. It's like very like, I love it. It just puts me in a good mood and good spirits. It's just like, you can dance to it, you can hang out, you feel a good vibe. And I like music that just gives me a good feeling, and these guys gave me a good feeling because they're awesome dudes. So definitely check it out. out. Their new EP just came out in September. It's awesome. And it's definitely stuff that you would definitely like. It's definitely stuff that a lot of people would like. Because it's that new wave sound that a lot of people are, they definitely are. I definitely think that it's awesome that they're doing new wave, because a lot of bands are kind of, you know, trying to go more harder punk. But I like that they're going into this way, because it's different. Like, everyone wants to be the hardest punk band ever. But this is kind of cool that they're doing their own thing. They're very unique. They're very awesome. So check it out. So this is Inside Out by The Deflators. So that was Inside Out by The Deflators. And this last band, I've had them on the show before. They're called Green Street Fiends. And the song is called Versus. I love that they're a ska band. It starts off dancey, like moving around. And then it gets heavy. You know, it's like, it's so cool. It's like, I love that they infuse both styles of doom and ska. Like, it blows my mind how it kind of works all together seamlessly. It's just, you didn't even think about that. Because you take two different styles of music and put it together. I find that so cool and talented of them to do that. Like, I love them. I think they're awesome. They're a great band. So anytime I get music from them, I always play it. Just like any like bands that I love that I've had on the show before, they send me a song, I'm like, fuck yeah. You know, because like, especially because I definitely believe in their talent. I definitely think that they're a talented band, and they definitely should be playing a lot more shows in Connecticut. Where are you guys at? So, I mean, unless they live far away, which I hope not, but check them out. They're so good. Oh my God. But definitely thank you guys for listening to this episode and for spreading the word. And my goodness, I couldn't even believe it, because my Instagram page has been blowing up. Like, it's crazy how the word has been spreading. Like, I, and and the plays and the listens of the show and the downloads. I am super appreciative of you guys, you know, for keeping the word of mouth going, because I definitely think that that's what's important. Is if you guys love it, then that makes me happy, because I do this for you guys. I do this for the, you know, for the people to listen to you guys' music, to the bands that are busting their ass and, like, you know, displaying shows, but, like, not people don't seem to care about what they're doing. I definitely care, because I've been in your shoes. I've been the person busting my ass playing gigs to, like, nobody there, thinking, wow, nobody gives a shit about my band. And they do. You know, if you keep busting your ass and working, you're and making songs, and I want to play music that people work hard to make. I don't want to play mainstream shit that's already popular and that you already know it's popular, that you already know who they are. Like, why the fuck would I want to play that? Like, they don't need any more airplay. Like, who the fuck wants to hear, like, Rancid's new album? Like, yeah, you want to hear it and stuff, but, like, what kind of airplay do they need? They already have their fan base. I want to help you guys, because we help each other out. You help me out with my show, I help you guys out. You know, it's like it's like we're hand in hand. Like, we're going through this together. You know, I'm a podcaster, but also a musician. But also, like, I know what it's like to go play shows, and I know what it's like to release your own music, and you know, recording and using your own money for that, because it's time and money. It's not easy. It's your own business. Like, and I know a lot of people hate to hear that. Oh, your music is a business. It really is. It's your damn business. You are a small business. You're representing yourself. So I give you guys a lot of credit. I appreciate what you guys do. I see you guys. I see you guys. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of people are like, oh, you just hype people. No, I'm not just hyping random people. If I play you on the show, obviously I liked what you had to offer, you know, like it's not just, and there's some people I don't play because it doesn't fit the vibe of the show. There's some people I don't play. So don't think I just play anybody just to play anybody. I don't. So I definitely have to, you know, that you gotta have to have some kind of relief that I definitely do take this seriously. I'm not just picking whoever. And yeah, I do want submissions, obviously song submissions, but not every song submission is going to work. So that's what I want you guys to realize too. I'm not going to just take random people that I don't know, or like that does not fit the show at all, and I'm not going to put them on just because that's that. No. So thank you guys for that. Thank you guys for spreading the word. I appreciate you guys and the listeners of this show that just been spreading the word. You guys deserve all the love in the world. So check it out. And yeah, thank you very much. Brought out.